creating cleaner, greener energy is the way forward for protecting our planet. How we run our homes really matters. And as we move away from harmful energy and fossil fuels such as coal, oil and gas, which when burned produce energy but also create harmful greenhouse gases, we need renewable alternatives such as solar, wind, geothermal and hydropower energy. Solar energy is becoming the fastest growing renewable power source in Ireland. We see solar panels on our houses, businesses and even in solar farms. CEO of Pinergy Solar, Ronan Power, gives an insight to the solar energy industry in Ireland.
The solar industry obviously is very mainstream now. You know, for something that was so quiet over the last, say, 10 years the market started here. Over the last 2 or 3 years, particularly when we had the energy crisis, when people were starting to feel the pain of their home energies increasing, a focus kind of shifted towards the solar solution to help people kind of offset some of those costs, but also to contribute towards kind of an environmentally friendly culture. We have renewable energy targets for 2030. Every one of those systems actually contributes to our national goals for 2030. So it's something that people are looking at now at a large scale. And, you know, there's probably somewhere in the region of about 500 domestic properties a week as an industry that are being connected to the grid and producing renewable energy.
So how do solar panels actually work and how can you get them in your home? The energy generated by the solar panels provides for your home, and in some cases, if you generate more power than you need, you create credit on your bills or sell back to the grid.
There's two parts to it, right? So the panels obviously create DC energy, or electricity, utilizing the sun and light. And we install what's known as an inverter into the house, which converts it then from AC to AC power for use in the home. The profile of solar is, you know, it follows the sun, right? There's no doubt about that. You know, you're going to get an awful lot more generation in the summer than you do in the winter, but it still generates in the winter. It's not that it doesn't, it's just there's less daylight hours. So there's just not as much light available for it. But in those summer months, your generation will, in all cases, exceed the requirements of the home. And as part of the microgeneration scheme, there's feed-in tariffs available, which are administered by your electricity provider, where you're paid for that excess. You know, we see customers all the time who, during the summer months, their electricity bills go into credit. Quite commonly, and they're building up those credits to be used in the transition months in autumn and into the early winter, where, you know, they're using those credits up as their electricity usage gets increased during the winter months. So it's right now that the payback period for these solar systems is 5 years and less with the current price of electricity. So it's a great investment. It returns a huge value, and then, you know, the payback period is only, I suppose it's a calculation of comfort, if you want to call it that, because really the whole point here is that after that 4 to 5 years, you're generating 20 years of free electricity that's going to cover 40 to 50% of your annual home usage. So it's an asset that's going to last for quite a long time.
As part of our climate action plan, the government have set a goal of 8 gigawatts of solar power connections by 2030. This year, we have reached a milestone with our first gigawatt, which to break down would be enough power for roughly 400,000 homes.
There was a milestone reached only a number of months ago where for the first time that the solar industry actually reached a gigawatt, right, of generated electricity to the grid. And believe it or not, the residential market accounted for about a third of that. So there's about 316 megawatts. And these are all kind of, I'll throw all the numbers out. But what that says is that it's almost like a social movement in terms of people in Ireland are investing into renewable energies. Well, it's 8 gigawatts of solar connected, right? And, you know, what if you were to look at in terms of the trends over the last number of years. So although we're at 1 gigawatt, in 2022, we were at probably about 200 megawatts. Okay, so what we've actually done is that the solar industry has literally 5x'd itself over the last number of years. So I would have said that the current kind of trend would say that we're in a good position to hit that 8 gigawatt target. And I would have said that the residential market, if it stays the way it is, will actually contribute about a third of the rooftop size. So the 8 gigawatts will include the large scale solar farms. But the residential market will have a material impact to those targets. So people of Ireland are getting behind this. And at the moment, just to give you an idea, we talk a lot about solar farms, right? Solar farms at the moment probably have somewhere in the region of about 512, 520 megawatts of solar connected. The residential market in Ireland has 316. So that tells you how big the movement is in terms of the residential properties in Ireland.
While the installation process of putting solar panels on your home may be a nuisance, the positives outweigh the negatives. It's essentially a long-term investment for cheaper and cleaner energy. Solar grants are also available through the Sustainable Authority of Ireland to help with the costs.
We did a survey recently where 50% of respondents are looking now actively looking at solar installations. It probably seems a little bit like a daunting task, but it really isn't. It's quite a streamlined process. It's a well-tested process. The installation into a home probably takes somewhere between 1 and 2 days, and it's quite unintrusive. There's strong grants available at the moment through the SEAI for the supports. And last year, the VAT was removed off the residential solar installation, so that's reduced the cost further. But what I would say to people is, if you're looking at it, bear in mind that these are 25-year assets at a minimum, right? That's what they're warrantied for. So the last time somebody made an investment that long was probably their own mortgage that they're about to put the panels on the top of the house. But it's to start with the resources available, right? Go onto the SCAI website, look at the improved installer lists. Most people in Ireland now probably at least know one person who's gotten solar panels in. Ask them about their journey, ask them about their experience, because really what you want to make sure that when you're investing in something that's going to last for a quarter of a century, that you get top quality workmanship and you're going to get an asset that's built and will do what you paid for it to do over the next quarter of a century. And I think it's very, very important.
For more information on solar energy and the grants involved, visit seai.ie. For now, that's another episode of Ours to Protect.